The Cardinals going for their sixth consecutive win, taking on the Marlins. Lance Lynn on the hill for St. Louis in some trouble early, already 1-0 Miami in the first. Two men on, facing Justin Bour.
And Bour crushes a ball high and deep to right. Another no-doubter, this one to the upper tank. Justin Bour with a 3-run home run and a 4-0 first inning lead for the Marlins.
So the bases are loaded for Jed Jerko, who comes in hitting .333 with a .386 OBP and a terrific .634 slugging percentage. 2-0, and Jerko lines one right, going to get down for a base hit. Sierra scores, Wong is waved. Stanton's throw toward the plate cut off by Bour, who fires to third base, and Carpenter slides in safely there. It's a two-run single for Jed Jerko. The Cardinals right back in this game at 4-2.
Dexter Fowler's going to hit. Came off and had a big hit in the game last night. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And a ball drilled out toward the gap in left center. That is going to get down and one hop off the wall. Home is the tying run with Pham. Sierra follows and scores the go-ahead run. And pulling up at third base with a pinch hit triple is Dexter Fowler. And the St. Louis Cardinals have taken a 5-4 lead. At first base, Marcelo Zuna, Real Muto at second base, and Dietrich's over at third base. Stanton tonight is 2 out of 3. Here it is. Stanton swings, hits a comebacker to Broxton. He gloves it smartly, runs it partway, and then flips underhand to Matt Carpenter for the out at first, and the Marlins leave him loaded. Here is Giancarlo. The runner at first base, Marcelo Zuna, is the tying run. Yelich is the runner at second base. If Stanton were to launch one, it would be his fourth career walk-off homer. Here's a ground ball to the left side. Up with it, Diaz to Wong for one, over to first for two, a double play, and there are two outs with Yelich going to third base. 1-2 on Lombardozzi, the pitch and a comebacker. Oh, has it, that's the end of the game. He runs it halfway to first, flips to the first baseman, and O has put it away, and oh, woe is me for the Marlins.
The Cardinals stay hot, winning their sixth in a row, sweeping away the Marlins. The Cards come back from big deficits to win on the road in consecutive games. The last time they came back to win on the road in back-to-back games when trailing by four or more runs was 1935. Jed Jerko is now hitting seven straight as he notches three hits and two RBIs. The Marlins once again can't hold on to the lead as they're swept away by the Cardinals. Manager Don Mattingly talked after the game.
Well, obviously got out of the gates good. And I think we had another opportunity in there. We had a couple opportunities to tack on and really weren't able to do it. You know, they get the three back, so then you're in a ball, you know, you're in a game. You're not going to run from anybody. And then just kind of a little bit of back and forth. You know, they had the other big inning with the three. So, you know, you bring Harlan in there trying to stop the lefties. And, yeah, it didn't work today. But
what's the situation with Riddle?
Actually better than I originally thought it was going to be. It looks like it's not a break. And it's there's no kind of, you know, long-range damage at all. It's, I think, the 3 to 5 days is what Dustin was talking. We're discussing if that's something we can deal with or not, and that's kind of ongoing.
So you can obviously
run,
but you just can't play out the field or hit.
Right, right.
Yeah, an
X-ray? Yes. So that was actually from crazy news to decent news, you know, that another guy is taking ground balls and catches one off the finger. You know, three shortstops in 4 days. So we've been scrambling a little bit on that front. But D did a nice job. D did a nice job at short today. We put some runs out. We just weren't able to do enough.
And when did that happen to Riddle?
Picking ground balls.
Today?
Yeah.
During BP?
Not actually doing early work. Oh. Just taking ground balls, doing some early work.
Ever experiencing anything?
Not quite like this. I mean, really, almost our whole infield, from Martin to, you know, you're going into the season, you feel like you got three guys that can catch the baseball short, you know, from Etch, obviously was our guy, Miguel kind of being able to play everywhere and know he can catch it short. So if something happens to Itch, you know, you got a guy that can catch it. And then seeing Riddle in spring, I think we looked at him and said, this guy can play. We know defensively, at least, that you feel like he was ready if he had to have somebody to catch the ball. So to have that go away in 3 days is obviously something that I've never seen it. I've had some injuries, right? Over the years, you're around long enough, you're going to see guys get hurt, and you're going to see it come in bunches now and then, but not quite like this.
What does that mean? You're depleted a bit and then get swept in this series?
Well, the series is over. His off day's coming at a good time for us. Obviously, a chance to regroup. But you still look at your club and you see Giancarlo, you see Marcel, you see Yelly, you see, you know, JT, Dietrich swinging the bat. JB's looks like he's starting to come out of it a little bit. You're still seeing some guys that we're capable of putting runs up. So I know we've been, it looks, you know, you'd love to have Martin in there and Etchie and be at full strength. But, you know, we're still capable. And I really believe that, and it's a matter of just getting this thing turned a little bit and putting some games. There's still, you know, you don't want to, you know, obviously we don't like the way we're playing and what's going on in the win column. But it's still relatively early. We're early in May. A lot of things can happen. Things get turned, momentum changes, and you start playing better baseball. And really that's what we have to do. But you can still look at our group of guys and say these guys are capable of scoring runs. And it's not quite the same as it was before, but it's still we're capable of scoring runs.
You see kind of the quality of the at-bats, and obviously when you're down and needing a hit, it's, you know.
No, our guys have been good. They're not going away. I mean, Marcel tonight, incredible, right? You see him, what, he walked 3 or 4 times. You know, just great at bats where you could tell that Yachty didn't really want to give in to him in any situation. But he kept taking his walks, and that's really what, you know, he's going to have to do. Yelly obviously hit a couple balls really good today. JB, it's a homer. Deet's swinging good. I mean, it's – these guys are playing. I mean, I see JT up there battling. D actually swung the bat really well the last few days, I've thought. So, you know, again, we're capable. And I think that's the one thing we have to remember as a group is that we're capable of putting some wins together and still putting up pretty good baseball. You know, we've been hit by some injuries, but it's still a good day for an off day, get away from it for a day, come back ready to play and start to get this ship going in the right direction.
Off the field, behind the scenes, do you like what you're seeing from your guys in terms of handling this downstretch?
I haven't tried to – just kind of tried to stay with it from the standpoint of not panicking on and what I believe in. And so it's – I'm sure they feel like I feel. You know, it's not easy going through this. So it's not fun losing games and walking away at the end of the night without a W no matter how good you play. Especially when the W's are coming few and far between right now. So I know they feel how I feel. You know, you've gone through it enough, and you know it's not a great feeling. But, you know, I think this is a time of the season that we really have to just stay strong mentally, stay together, you know, not start pointing fingers at anybody or any one area of our club. Just do what we have to do to get a win Friday night. And start moving forward.
Up next, the Marlins welcome the Braves on Friday. Jose Urena on the mound.